Thank you, Madeline. That song is so much fun. Well, welcome everyone to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Good morning. And it is a good morning, absolutely spectacular day. I'm Rachel Long. I'm Prairie's current president, not for too much longer, since we have an election coming up. Prairie aspires to be an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. And we welcome everyone, no matter what your ethnic, religious, or racial background, whatever your sexual orientation or family structure, whatever your age, your abilities, or inabilities, we hope you find welcome here. Toward the end of the service, we're going to have an opportunity for any guests or returning friends to introduce yourselves, and we hope you feel comfortable enough to tell us at that time who you are and what brought you here today. And we do have some special guests since we have a child dedication today. On Sunday mornings, we have a wide variety of services presented either by our own members or our minister, Ralph Tiksinski, or someone from the wider community. And this is one of our most fun services of the year. This is the transition service, and we'll have many different people presenting to you, large and small. Our opening words will be read by Reuben Arnold today.
"Just living is not enough," said the butterfly. "One must have sunshine, freedom, and a little flower."
Our opening hymn today in the gray hymnal is "'Tis a Gift to Be Simple," and it's number 16. Please stand and sing with us. Chalice lighting today will be said by some of our RE students. Would the youth come forward? Kids to the front. And if you know it, you may say it along with the students. And after the chalice lighting, we will have a moment of silent meditation. Karen will lead.
We're in no danger of over-rehearsing things around here. This is the church of the open mind.
This is the church of the loving heart. This is the church of the helping.
I now have the pleasure of introducing to you Rebecca Malky-Eleganti, who is going to be conducting part of our transition service today. Rebecca.
Welcome. I'm Rebecca Malky-Eleganti, the Director of Religious Education here at Prairie. Like caterpillars transitioning into beautiful butterflies, we all go through many changes in our lives. In the youth RE tradition, these transitions start with a child dedication and end with a coming-of-age program. So this morning we have a unique situation. We will recognize one of our littlest UUs as she begins her journey into Unitarian Universalism, and another who recently completed the coming-of-age program and is about to graduate from high school. Today we'll also honor everyone who makes RE possible. We'll recognize those who make a difference in our children's lives and continue to pledge our support to them. We'll begin this morning with the dedication of Vivian Perrin Thayer, and she's here with her family and her beautiful big sister, Ellie. And Reverend Ralph Tuzinski will lead this service.
Thank you, Rebecca. This service, part of the service, is participatory. There is a segment here for the whole congregation to be responding, and that's printed in the order of service. But to begin, I'd like to invite Clint and Robin and Corrine and Ellie and Vivian Perrin Thayer to come forward. From the mystery of life, our children come to us, brought to life from their mother's life, out of the mystery, beyond knowing, into the here and now, our children are born to us. With stardust in their hair, their hearts beating out the seasons of the life cycle, with a shining in their eyes like sunlight they come. It is our duty to welcome them. From time immemorial, men and women have assembled with their families and friends to give thanks for the gift of life in their children. So once again, we acknowledge the wonder of life and rejoice in the hope and promise of the young lives before us. I'm going to ask Clint and Robin, what is the name of this child? Your name is Vivian, which means alive, full of life. It shares the same root word with vivacious. Your name is Perrin, which is French for the son of Peter. And your name is Thayer, which means tailor. Your name is Vivian, your name is Perrin, and your name is Thayer. You are Vivian Perrin Thayer. We welcome you and give you this name as yours forever. You are unique. There is no one else like you in the entire world. Your parents and your family welcome you in all your uniqueness. And with this flower that we use and with the symbol of water, we cherish these ancient symbols and make them part of the ancient symbols of beauty and purity. So I am going to touch your head and your heart and your hands to dedicate your thoughts, your openness to life, and your deeds to all that which is just and beautiful and true. I'm going to touch your head and your heart and your hands, and then get back to. That's right. Yeah. She takes it. She's taking it, Ellie.
Oh, she's going to put it in her mouth.
Yeah. May your heart always know love, your mind search for truth and beauty, and your eyes always seek justice. May your hands find labor which fulfills you, your body carry you far, and your spirit forever seek the highest and noblest goals of life. Vivian Perrin Thayer, we welcome you among us. We will appreciate your special gifts. We hope that we can teach you and learn from you, and that we will love you and respect you. And now, parents Robin and Clint, as parents in presenting your child at this service, you invite all of us to share some of the joy and responsibility that is yours as parents. You seek our support in your dedication to the task of fostering with love and guidance the fullest unfolding of the personality of Vivian. Your task may not always be an easy one. The time may come when you will be called upon to sacrifice ambitions, deny yourselves pleasure, or set aside your own dreams so that your child may tread more surely on the onward path of life. But you accept this service to one another, knowing that your own lives will be fuller and richer in consequence. Do you now promise that to the best of your human abilities, you will help this child to an appreciation of truth and beauty and uprightness of character and love? If so, say we do. And now, Corinne Perrin, grandmother, in our complex world, it is not possible for even the most loving and capable parents to raise a child alone. If our children are to become loving and independent adults, they need the wisdom, they need the counsel and love and support of many adult friends. You have been asked by the parents of Vivian to accept a special honor and privilege and responsibility as a grandparent. Do you then, to the best of your abilities, intend to supplement the care and love of these parents, both in the day-to-day development of Vivian and especially in the event of any extraordinary need? If so, say, I do. Now I would like to ask the children who are just here if they would come forward and stand up here. Can we have some of the children that were here standing before, if they would like to come forward again? Come on, children who were here just a moment ago. And Ellie's big sister, Vivian's big sister, and all the children. To all the children, you are closest to this child in age and will be working and playing and growing in the same world together. It is good that at this time, Ellie is surrounded by you and your good wishes. There is another reason for you to be here. In dedicating this child, we all rejoice and give thanks for the presence of all children in our lives. And while the words we say and the promises we make are meant especially for Vivian, they are also meant for you. Today we welcome Vivian. As she grows, she will look up to you, other children who are older than her. Will you be a friend to her? Will you speak to her with kindness and treat her with fairness? Will you show her the best that is in you and help her to discover the best that is in her? If you will do these things, will you please answer yes? Say yes. Good. We welcome your approval, and we thank you for being part of Vivian's life. And now, for those here in our congregation, in the order of service, there is our traditional prairie welcome. If you will join your voices together by saying, we want to be part of your world, responsible for guarding your life, your freedom, your opportunities. Today we think of all the other children of our generation whose welfare is inseparable from your own. May we make the world
more just and peaceful for you and for all those whose lives are united with yours. On this day of great joy and promise, we dedicate ourselves to you, precious one, and to all children everywhere.
We have dedicated Vivian Parent Thayer, and in so doing, we give thanks for the gift of life. With each child, we renew in our hearts our sense of wonder and joy. We commit ourselves to this child and to all children, to this world and its betterment. And so, dear children, family, and friends, deep peace of the running wave to you, which is joy. Deep peace of the flowing air to you, that is love. And deep peace of the quiet earth to you, that is health. Deep peace of the infinite peace to you. Go in peace, and may your journey in life be joyful and rewarding. Thank you all.
I love the child dedication ceremonies. I absolutely love them. What I don't look forward to is when they graduate. And every year since I've been here, we've had a student graduate, and it just gets harder and harder. And our next one, you can see why. Madeline Arnold has been with us for a very long time. And Madeline, you know how much we love you and how much we're going to miss you. And I contacted the congregation in Northfield, Minnesota. As most of you know, Madeline will be going to Carleton College in the fall. And I contacted the congregation there. And I told them all about you. I told them about your musical talents. I told them how you just love to do readings and opening words, and how you never hesitate to do a prelude or an offertory or any of the readings here. I told her about your commitment to Unitarian Universalism and your kindness and compassion towards our youth and RE. And the minister sent a letter, and she said, I am delighted to hear that Madeline will be coming to Northfield next year. I hope she finds Carleton a good fit. I am a Carleton alum myself and had a great experience there. We will very happily welcome her to our fellowship. She sounds like a multi-talented and lovely young person. Please pass our warm, enthusiastic welcome to her. And she said that there's a very active Unitarian Universalist youth group there at the college, and that there's a number of college students who attend. So you will find a good company there. I've also printed off just some information about the congregation and their newsletter to continue your search for what is true and meaningful in life. And then I also here have a memory book. And these are letters in here from various members of the congregation and photos from when you were just a wee little thing into your adulthood here. So if you'd like to come up, I'll present you with your gift. So I've asked Madeline to just say a few words and give some advice to our youth here at Prairie.
So normally we have an eighth grader here, so I'd give advice about high school, but I guess we already have some people in high school and then younger kids. So just general advice, I would say I've always been really busy like most people at Prairie and just getting a ton of activities, and it's really stressful, but I would say overall it's rewarding, just trying to get...
Got you.
It's tough with all you guys looking at me like that. And you guys have always encouraged us to be, foster like our uniqueness, and that was one of the things in the dedication earlier. And so I think, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. That's definitely one of the most important things, because it may be difficult at times being different than everyone, especially being Unitarian, and a lot of people don't understand that. But ultimately, you'll always find people that do understand you and will accept you for who you are, no matter what. And so just stick with who you are and make sure to...
That's a good way to finish it off.
And Paula Pacheras. Just a small round of applause. Patty and Paula have done a phenomenal job teaching preschool through kindergarten. And having a soon-to-be three-year-old who will be entering preschool, I'm excited. I'm excited for him to be in class and to see what you guys have done. Yeah, that's true. He kind of wanders around. My son kind of wanders around. It's nice as a parent and as the DRE to see the youth down there and to poke my head into the classroom and see the children just laughing and having a great time, and parents knowing that their children are safe and are learning. So thank you so much. I have cards and books for all the teachers. I got roller skating as a spiritual discipline. So here's your books, and make sure you guys get the right... First through third grade was taught by Marsha Johnson, and in the second semester it was taught by Dan Proud. Marsha was the anchor for that class in the fall semester. She taught almost every Sunday, and that was more than what we had expected of her, but she came in, and she came in smiling every morning, and she left that classroom smiling every morning. And Dan Proud. Marsha. And Dan Proud, he taught the middle school class with Ann Urbanski, and we had to cancel that class, so he took on the first through third grade class and helped out on the Sundays when Marsha was gone. So I appreciate all the work that you have done, and I'll give you... The fourth through fifth grade class was taught by RE Chair Robin Proud and by Mary Friends. Something I noticed about that class, I don't know if you both just really enjoyed being together or you just enjoyed the students, but almost every Sunday they were teaching together, and the children had a wonderful time. And something I noticed about Mary, you really generally just wanted to make sure that they had the utmost education, and you would come out of the classroom and you would say, I really hope that they learned something today, and I mean you really took things seriously, and I appreciated that. And Robin, you always made sure that the kids had a great time, and you've been a huge help for me this year, and this is just a new role that you took on this year as the RE chair, so I appreciate everything that you have done for RE this year. And Ann Urbanski, you taught in the fall semester, and Ann was another person who, when we didn't have a high turnout of students, you were disappointed. You really were educated you were ready to teach, and you wanted to continue teaching, and I know that you were very upset when you weren't able to do that. So I wanted to recognize you, and thank you for your work. And our last teacher, Bar Park, she taught our high school class. And Barb, I think you guys have all were able to find out just how much work Barb did this year with the high school presentation. Barb took on almost every single Sunday she was here teaching our youth with a very important program, Coming of Age. So I wanted to thank you, and I know your students thank you for all the hard work that you have done. So this is a card. And Karen, if you could get Zena, I wanted to recognize our nursery provider, Zena Anderson. Zena has been doing a fantastic job in the nursery. And again, as a mother who has a child in that room, it is a relief when I walk by and she either is sitting down with all the infants are surrounding her and she's playing with them, or she's rocking little Kieran to sleep, or, you know, Felix Apps. I see her oftentimes playing with him, and it's a sweet thing, and it's a comfort to know that the children are safe, and they love her. Indy loves seeing Zena every morning. So Zena, if you'd like to come up here. I was looking for a nice gift for her that would symbolize what she has done for us, and I found a bouquet of baby's breath. I wanted to get her baby tears, but they were out of the baby tears, so I got you baby's breath. Thank you. And also want to thank all the people who have taught this year as a substitute teacher. That is a huge help when a teacher isn't able to come in some Sunday for a number of reasons. I'd like to thank Ann Pryor and Bob Cape, who have helped Barb this year in the high school class. And they've been working with her throughout the year, and I appreciate all the work that they've done. Heidi Hughes and Lynn Pawlowski, you both have taken over.
I want to try. Okay. One, two, yeah. Let's try this. Okay.
Hello, Prairie. We're back.
Your name again?
Tony and Terry Prudlow.
Tony and Terry, yeah.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm here because I've been blessed to share the morning with my best little friend Vivian here on her special day.
Thank you. Welcome. Mm-hmm.
I'm Dave Nelson, and this is my wife, Brooke Soltwick, and we're here as guests of Robin and Clint.
Welcome.
Anyone else? We'll try this one.
I would call your attention to the announcements in your order of service. And that includes both the facing page and the calendar on the back page. And please do look those over. And I invite anyone with any brief announcements that did not make it to the order of service. Ralph?
This is also a joy that work was done here in the garden yesterday. And thanks, Bob Cape, for organizing it in my absence. But I feel a little guilty. And so I'm willing to come next week if there are people that tell me in advance that they're going to come and join me. So I'm going to be sending out two emails this week, one asking people to respond to me saying that they'll be here, and the other confirming that we will be here. And if others see that second one, you're welcome to drop in. But this is not just a drop-in morning. It's a plan to be here morning.
Thank you, Will.
Rachel, this announcement is not as short as you'd like it. I'm glad that our chalice lighting talked about the helping hand, because I need your help. I not only am going to plead with you, I'm going to beg you. I need three people to sign up for the trip to, the fundraising trip to Milwaukee. And if I can get two couples or whatever, I would really appreciate it. I do not want to cancel that trip, because once you cancel a trip, those people don't want to go again because they've looked forward to going with you and you've disappointed them. The trip is to Milwaukee on Saturday, June 5th. It's $77. We are going to the Public Museum to see the Dead Sea Scrolls, and then we're having a sumptuous Italian lunch, and then we're going to the Milwaukee Art Museum to see the Raphael painting, which has been borrowed from Florence, Italy, and the quilt exhibit that's there. I need to call in my order or cancel by tomorrow morning. So if there's anyone here who would be willing to go, please come up to me. Yes.
A more modest fundraiser for Prairie is the fact that after the service next Sunday, we're going to have that talk about improving your crossword puzzle skills. And a number of people have signed up, but $25 to Ms. Liu for the Prairie would enable you, anybody who's suddenly overcome with the desire to spend time on crossword puzzles, to join us.
Anyone else?
The Prairie Garden over in Marlboro Park is available if people want to donate time or plants or seeds or whatever. There's a lot of work to do, a lot of fun to be had, a lot of socializing. It's a great thing to do.
Okay, thank you.
We are having a parish meeting with a big potluck today. And though, of course, we want all of you to stay for the parish meeting, if you just want to stay for the potluck, I'm sure there'll be plenty of food. And we'll be setting up, you know, within a few minutes after the service. We hope to be eating by 11:30, and that will help get the kids fed before they head out and start working on the butterfly garden. Okay, our last hymn is number 59, which hopefully almost everybody knows by heart by now, the Garden Song. And it's in the Prairie Songbook, not the Gray Book. And please rise and join us in singing.
Thank you.
and Catherine Liu are doing our closing words today. And after closing, do join us for coffee, community, and then a potluck. And I'm just going to slide in my own little thank you for all you've done for my daughter. Like mother, like daughter.
Can you stand there, Catherine, and then you can use the microphone together?
May the wings of the butterfly kiss the sun and find your shoulder to light on, to bring you luck, happiness, and riches, today, tomorrow, and beyond. An Irish blessing.
Thank you.
Go in peace.